Yes, sir. You already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast.
Yo.
Kyle, we are actually, we're close to 100 episodes.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Close to 100 episodes.
100 bro. Episodes, yo. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
The grind is real, bro.
The grind is real. Hey, we're going to keep coming at you. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Get to episode 200. You already know, dog.
Yes, sir. But trade deadline just passed for the NFL. And teams were active, bro.
Very. A lot of teams were active.
Teams are active. And I wasn't surprised, but I was like, okay, I see. I see what
some moves will be made.
Yeah, what everybody's doing. Yeah. But we'll get into it, and then after that, we'll like go from there. So Za'Darius Smith finally being traded to the Lions. Lions will get Smith in the 2026 seventh round pick, as the Browns will get a 2025 fifth round and a 2026 sixth round. The Bears trade Khalil Herbert to the Bengals for a 2025 seventh round pick. Panthers trade Jonathan Mingo to the Cowboys. Cowboys will get Mingo in the seventh round pick, as the Panthers will get a fourth rounder. Marshawn Lattimore traded to the Commanders. Commanders will get Lattimore and a fifth round pick. Saints get a third and fourth and get their sixth round pick back from the John Ridgeway trade. Mike Williams traded to the Steelers for a fifth-round pick. Packers trade their edge rusher, Preston Smith, to the Steelers. Steelers are sending a seventh-round pick for Smith. Rams send Tre'Davious White and a 2027 seventh-round pick to the Ravens for a 2026 seventh-round pick. And the Texans trade Khalil Davis to the 49ers in exchange for a 2026 seventh-round pick.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. Yes. A lot of moves being made. Yes. A lot of moves being made.
So what do you like? What do you not like? What do you not care for? Talk to me.
So we already know that the Panthers ain't really nothing no more right now. So I'm not surprised that, you know, they were making moves, like, you know, trying to really, like, upend the team like that. I like the Marshawn Lattimore trade a lot to the Washington Commanders, you know, because, you know, the Saints weren't really doing anything like that. Derek Carr out here throwing, you know, throwing dudes in, you know, into concussion protocol and stuff. I like how, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, he'll add another dimension to that offense, and, you know, another person for Jaden Daniels to throw the ball to. So
Defense.
Oh, I thought he was offense. Why did I think he was offense?
I don't know, but he's definitely a cornerback, and he's one of the best in the league. Right,
you're
now.
Right. You're right. Who was I? Whatever. All right. Yes, you're correct. You're correct. Good defense. Great defense. Cause the Saints ain't doing nothing. That was my point in the beginning, though. Yes. That's really it, though. That's what I care for a lot. You know, I'm watching out for the Commanders. You know, I got my eyes on them heavy this season. So,
yeah. No,
what do you like? What don't you like?
I like Za'Darius Smith going to the Lions, much needed. Without Hutchinson, they really have no pass rushers, so they don't really get to the quarterback. Za'Darius Smith is able to get to the quarterback. The Panthers and Cowboys trade, I don't really care for.
Because
it's, you know, both teams suck. Yeah, so that one was like a whatever trade for me. That was like a trade where it was like, for the Cowboys, if you're not unloading guys, if you're not bringing someone that's going to be a game changer, then why even try at that point? Especially with, I'm probably going to announce this later, but Dak is likely going on IR, and I'll tell you why later. And CD is also questionable this week with a shoulder injury. I was just like, all right, whatever with that. The Marshawn Lattimore trade, obviously I like that a lot. Commanders are in a great position to keep going into possibly win their division.
Deep NFC, yeah.
And then after that, even go into maybe a divisional, maybe even a conference round, depending on who they end up seeing. Love what the Steelers did, getting Mike Williams. Mike Williams is really good. He's one of the best at getting the ball in tight window situations. I think he's like overall, I think they said like his overall rate is like first since he got into the league. Preston Smith, another good edge rusher that could come behind both TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. And I think we also get another one of our edge rushers back too. So that is going to be very, very crucial, especially for us coming down in this last part of the season with literally we had the hardest schedule. The Rams trading out Tre'Davious White to the Ravens. We'll see what that goes on there. Ravens need a lot of help in secondary.
A lot of help.
They get burned a lot.
Yes.
So it's like the offense is basically the one that's carrying them right now. Thank God for that, I guess, for them. So, yeah, I we'll see. Like I said, we'll see what happens there. He won't be playing Thursday night versus the Bengals, but I'm pretty sure then on he will be playing. Mm-hmm. Khalil Davis to the Niners. I guess that's good. Haven't really seen much from Khalil Davis with the Texans. I guess that's because they have a lot of guys on that line right there. So we'll see. But yeah, no, I was real cool to see how active everybody was, like weeks leading up to it. You know,
yeah,
with the Amari Cooper trade, the Hopkins trade. You know, just to see, you know, everyone like picking up and just seeing teams where like, okay, we're in this window and we should maximize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could tell, like, you know, what teams want it versus what teams, you know, are just stagnant and not moving. And
right.
Those teams that are stagnant and not moving find themselves, you know, not in playoff contention right now.
Right.
And, you know, the teams that are in playoff contention are some of the teams that we expected to be in playoff contention, and they're still making moves. They're still, like, you know, adding to their front line, to their depth, to everything else. So, yeah, like you said, I like a lot of the moves that have been made. You know, like you said, the D-hop. You know, I think he's playing really well, actually. You know, but Kansas City, like, you know, looking a little iffy. But, you know, a lot of things are going on in the NFL. So, it's good to see, though. It's good to see.
Yeah. I like it. Going to the IR now, or going to the injury report or whatever. So it's basically these two big injuries. And Dak Prescott likely going on IR with a hamstring injury. Part of the tendon is actually off the bone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, he said that he heard a pop, and he said he's never had, like, any pain like that before. And then I think what was it, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday, is when they were like, okay, like, this is what it looks like. This is what's happening. And, yeah, he's likely has to go on IR for at least four weeks. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was longer. I wouldn't be surprised if they were just like, you don't know. If, depending on how they do on the stretch, because they got the Eagles, the Texans, the Commanders, and then they have the Giants.
Tough stretch.
That's a tough stretch.
Except for the bye week. That is the Giants.
I mean, that would technically be something for both of them.
It could. It really could. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd both be looking at each other at, like, what, 3-8 or something like that. Something stupid like that, right?
So who's going to lose this week? With that schedule, you know, those next 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe, and then Dak being out with that hamstring injury, it's not looking good. Mm-mm. Not looking good for the Cowboys at all. Do you just sit him?
Yeah, if there's no winning happening, which I highly doubt that there would be, against a pretty tough Eagles team that's actually starting to come around and find themselves, a Texans team who basically their biggest flaw is their offensive line, but other than that, their defense is still all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Commanders team which is clearly ascending into like a different atmosphere than more other teams that are.
Yeah.
And then after that, like you said, a Giants team that, you know, isn't strong, but shoot, they were strong enough to give them work when they did have Dak and CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons.
You
know what I mean? So that was a close game relatively for a Giants team that is talent-wise not where the Cowboys are, whether they have, you know, their guys or not.
Yeah.
So... yeah, no, it's gonna be tough sledding.
Is Micah still out? Is he gonna be out this week?
He was limited practice on Wednesday. So that one's
But think about it, like your three big guys are out now. Dak, $60 million quarterback, CD, who just got his contract, and then Micah, who's still looking for his contract. That's crazy.
And then also no DeMarcus Lawrence. He's still on IR.
Yep. That's bad. That's really bad. Cowboy fans did not see this coming.
It's crazy because you're already bad with all of them.
I know.
And then you turn into worse.
That's crazy. I can't. That's crazy.
That's horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Shaking my head. Shaking my head.
I don't even know what to say.
There's nothing to say. Move on.
So looking at the games, some of the games coming up this week. Actually, speaking of the Giants and Panthers will be in Germany.
Oh, wow. I feel bad Sunday. For Germany.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, guys. This is not our best product, okay? I promise. But you got to get it. You got
to
take it.
You give off the worst product to the
Jacksonville.
To the
like, come Jacksonville. On, man.
Like, I'm still trying to figure that out. What is it that they have with Jacksonville over there in London?
I don't know why they're all – are they even all Jacksonville fans?
There were a lot of Jacksonville fans in
there. That's surprising.
Well, no, because – Jacksonville was kind of one of the teams that was first introduced over there.
Okay.
And then, since then, I think they've played the most games internationally.
They probably have.
Yeah.
Them, I see the Packers over there kind of a lot, too. Have they not been?
Maybe.
A couple of times they've been over there.
But I know Jacksonville for sure.
Jacksonville, definitely. Definitely, yes.
Yeah, so yes. I don't know what they have against Jacksonville, but yeah, maybe they're trying to send them over there for good. I don't know.
Yo, NFL London Jacksonville, the London Jaguars.
I guess that's what happens when you don't win.
The Munich
much.
Jaguars.
The Munich Jaguars is crazy. That's insane. Some other key games that I like, Buffalo, Indianapolis, Denver, Kansas City. I think that's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. San Francisco and Tampa. Christian McCaffrey's actually trending to come back this week.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty big. That'll
be very big, yeah.
Pittsburgh and Washington is going to be a good one. Obviously, everybody will just have their eyes on Philly and Dallas just because.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets in Arizona.
That's going to
be very interesting. Arizona looks good.
Arizona, they've been ascending. They have been ascending.
A very aggressive team.
Mm-hmm.
They run the ball very well. Defense, they converge on guys very well. They hit hard. Those guys come to play, man. Mm-hmm. And then the nightcap on Sunday night, Detroit versus Houston.
Great game.
That's going to be a good
great
one.
Great game.
And then Monday, we get Miami and Los Angeles. And the Los Angeles Rams, not the Chargers, the Rams. So.
Yeah, not good little slate of games, most definitely. And a lot of teams that we got to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, that Sunday nightcap game is going to be very interesting, very telling. Just, you know, to see how the Lions are still, like, you know, doing, still ascending. But I got faith in the Lions. I think that they're going to come out the NFC.
I've been saying that. Since we started doing previews.
Mm-hmm.
I have Detroit coming out of there with ease almost.
Yeah, with ease.
Just the way that their offense looks, they're just
hit it firing on all cylinders.
Everybody's firing.
Jared Goff making a case for MVP, which he's leading right now.
I would low key give it to him over Lamar right now. I wouldn't be mad at giving it to him over Lamar right now.
Lamar in Well, we could get into that conversation later.
They've had
their games to where, like, Lamar hasn't been so spectacular.
Right.
But then also, too, it's that defense. So it's like, do you hold that against Lamar as much? But Jared Goff and Amon Ross St. Brown and Jameson Williams
and LaPorta.
Yes, Montgomery. All of them. Yeah, oh, yeah. My goodness.
With arguably the best offensive line in
yes.
the league.
Yes, yes. Yes, yeah. The boys are a wall.
Yeah,
a wall. So, you got to give it to Jared Goff as of right now.
Yeah,
as of right now.
Yeah.
Still some games left to play, but
I wouldn't be surprised if it was either or.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't
not
be
at
surprised.
All.
But I think a thing that I'm afraid of the most is probably voter fatigue when it comes to Lamar.
You know and the fact mean? That he has Derrick Henry in the backfield too.
Yeah,
so who's also another MVP.
Exactly.
Candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not the same when it's just him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and somebody else, but. Who knows? We'll see, man. We'll see.
We will see.
This NFL season is panning out to be a good one so far.
A really good one. You know? I'm liking it so far.
And
yes.
we're going to start getting into the playoff picture. And yeah, things are really going to start getting shaking.
Some things are going to start heating up. Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, man. Switching over to college football.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got the college football playoff rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to look at what the bracket could possibly look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll remind everybody, the four highest ranked conference champions receive buys into the quarterfinals, with the fifth highest ranked conference champion getting an automatic bid. So let's just take a look at it, right? So Oregon would be the highest ranked conference champion.
Mm-hmm.
And with them being in the Big Ten, they'll be number one. They are also number one in the rankings. Now, number two in the rankings is Ohio State, but Ohio State will not get a number two seed because Oregon is the one.
Is the Big Ten. And they're leading the Big Ten.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they will be the number five seed.
Wow.
They will have a home game.
Okay.
Then after that, you have Georgia, Miami, who will be 2 and 3, and then BYU, who's number nine, but they would have the number four seed because they are leading in the Big 12.
Wow. That's crazy, actually.
That's wild, right?
That 9-4.
And then in between, you have Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, and Indiana.
Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana.
Now, before we get into what we're going to get into with them, Then after that, you have Notre Dame at 10, Alabama at 11, and then Boise State will be the fifth highest ranked conference champion at 12. So you would have a number 12 Boise State. This is how it would look right now. Mm. You would have a number 12 Boise State going into the shoe at Ohio State.
Oh.
That's not a gimme.
Oh.
That would not be a gimme at all. Because Boise State will put up numbers.
Boise State will.
Boise they State can. Will run you up. Because think about it. Boise State's only lost to Oregon, and they only lost by three.
So they, yeah. Yeah. And if that, you know, and that's a top-ranked team.
And Ohio State lost to Oregon, but they only lost by one. So, you know what I mean?
I'm following.
So the biggest thing everybody needs to just remember is the fact that just because you're seated, just because you're ranked, you know, you probably ranked number two, three, four, whatever, doesn't mean that's your seed.
I understand. Because in the you're taking a conference into play as well.
Yes.
So, like
yes.
you said, Ohio State would get to that five instead of being ranked that two, though, they would drop to that fifth seed in the college football playoffs. I get it. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Oh, my God.
But you can make arguments for some of these teams, right? So, like, Indiana. Indiana has not faced anybody in the top 25, mm-hmm. but they have handled everybody that has been put in front of them. So you can make that argument that they should not be eight. You can also make the argument that Penn State hasn't played anybody.
Yeah.
But also Penn State lost to probably the only team that is probably going to give them a biggest challenge in Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So I could say that you could drop them from 6 to 10 if you really wanted to. And put BYU up there.
And put Indiana up there, too.
Because BYU has two top 25 teams, two top 25 wins in both SMU and both Kansas State, mm-hmm. who they handled.
They handle Kansas State, too, yes.
You know what I mean? So that's crazy. I still kind of think it's crazy that Alabama's actually in.
At 11, they
right now,
knocking.
Right now, how it looks for them and a lot of other teams is that they control their own destiny. If Bama can win against LSU,
they have to be
and
LSU.
After that, they win out. Then after that, I think that they would be firmly in.
But the fact that that Boise State is right there and like right at 12, and like you said, if it was to happen right now, that they will go into Texas.
To Ohio State.
Ohio State. That's crazy.
But things are subject to change because
it's a lot of weeks. There's some weeks left. A lot of weeks left. So 4 weeks a lot left, of movements.
Georgia has to play Ole Miss, and then next week they have to play Tennessee. Yes. If Ole Miss plays how Ole Miss played last week against Arkansas, and they play like that against Georgia, oh boy,
we got you. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm scared.
So one thing I want everybody to remember is that it's not just who you play. But it's also how you play them, how you beat them, and how you lose to them.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State being number two in the rankings is actually pretty big, knowing the fact that they only have one loss, but the one loss comes to Oregon, who they only lost by 1 point to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know what I mean? That's huge. Miami's defense is so shaky, but they have Cam Ward, who basically covers up every flaw on that team on both sides.
He is just, he's God to them at this point.
Georgia, I'm low-key surprised at Georgia. Carson Beck has been throwing like multiple interceptions.
He has not panned out the way we thought he was.
He was supposed to be QB number one coming out of the draft this year.
I know. Now, look, you got Cam Ward, like you said, Shador. And then, you know, that's crazy. Carson Beck was supposed to be number one.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be number one.
Yeah, he was supposed to be that guy.
For years now, he was supposed to be number one.
Mm-hmm. So that's
12-team playoff coming and teams and people start getting shaky, man. That's crazy.
This is crazy, yeah. Man. It's insane to you know what I mean? To actually like put now that it's actually in front of you,
mm-hmm.
it's actually insane to just look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because SMU and Texas A&M are the first teams out right now, along with LSU. LSU rounds it out at the top 15. So mm-hmm. those are the first teams out right now. So, yeah.
There's a lot of movements that could happen. There's a lot of things that could happen.
It's too much movement.
There are so many matchups that could potentially, like, you know, come our way that I don't even think we're expecting, genuinely.
No.
Something's going to shake something else up.
Oh, yeah. I'm, t- telling you.
Something's going to shake something up.
And then two teams that I would say watch out for, in my opinion, is Ole Miss, low-key Colorado. If Ole Miss, like I said before, if Ole Miss can play how to play against Arkansas and let that play out through the rest of the year, especially against Georgia this weekend, then there's going to be a conversation to be had. Colorado, though. Colorado got a lot of help last week.
They did.
Iowa State falls. Kansas State falls. You know what I mean? So they got a lot of help from both of those teams, with their only Big 12 loss being to Kansas State. So that'd be big. And then now they're going against Texas Tech, who won't be a buy-in. That's not a buy-in game right there, because they just beat Iowa State. So you know what I mean? But if Colorado could somehow, some way, just keep outscoring people, but also stopping guys at the right time. That's the biggest thing right there. Just stopping at the right time. Then after that, maybe they could, if they just get into the conference championship game, that'd be huge for them.
You think so?
Yeah, that'd be big for them. If they could just get into the conference championship game.
They gotta win out though.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have to win out, but I don't know if just getting to the conference championship game will allow them to get a spot in.
Because they are 20th right now.
Yes.
So that's a lot of movement that has to be made to get up there, just to get to 12.
Yeah.
And we know how Boise State is looking at 12 right now.
Yep.
But now think about, what if Alabama loses at 11?
If Bama loses at 11, then probably SMU or Texas A&M will get one of those spots.
Okay.
Before that. I would give it to them.
That makes sense.
Because remember, Boise State is in there because they're in a group of five. So regardless, as long as they win their conference championship, as long as they win out and they win a conference championship, they're in.
They're in.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because like I said, the five conference championship teams that win, they're automatically in.
Okay.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. They're automatically in. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if Boise State is 12, 11, whatever the heck.
That makes sense.
They're in regardless. But yeah, things could get shaken very soon.
Like for real.
Like this weekend type soon.
Yes. Yes. This weekend.
Like Saturday.
Saturday.
When this episode releases.
Saturday night is over.
When we look at it and I'm sitting there in my chair and I'm like, oh boy.
Oh boy. Nah, that's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
We're definitely gonna come in next week and be like, oh goodness, Cam. I'm gonna be like, Cam, what what happened? Talk to me.
I'm gonna be like, guys, I don't know. But yeah, no, it's gonna be good. So like just some games to just look at this weekend at least. I'd give you Miami, Georgia Tech is low key gonna be one to look at. Indiana, Michigan, that should be a good one. I think Indiana will end up routing them at the end. Colorado and Texas Tech, that's gonna be one. That's one of my favorites right now. Obviously Alabama, LSU, and
Georgia
and
Ole Miss.
Georgia Ole Miss, yes, that was another one that we were talking about. And yeah, those are basically the big games that I would say to really watch out for. And then another team to just keep looking at is BYU.
Yes.
Just keep your eye on BYU, because that's a strong team over
there. Yeah.
That's a strong team. That's the only team right now that I would say would probably prevent Colorado from officially getting in. So yeah, man, it's gonna be
But if Colorado could get a conference championship win, man. Oh man,
that'd be huge. That'd be huge. That'd be insane.
That'd be wild. I'd be so happy. I'd be so happy, guys. So happy.
Like, damn, Dion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now these next 4 weeks are gonna be so crucial. So crucial for everybody. Moving on. College basketball came back this week. We already had 3 top 25 upsets.
Ooh. Yes.
And I warned everybody. I warned everybody about this in college football. I said college football is going to get real crazy, because that week zero, that is what we call it.
Yeah.
When, you know, some teams playing, but most of the teams aren't. When there was already upsets going on with Florida State, and then it was Montana State or whatever. Yeah, I already told everybody. Things will get shaken very soon in college football. And I'm going to say this right now in basketball. Things will get shaken.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
This is like I can't even fathom. Like,
he said I can't even fathom, guys.
Like, Texas, right? Was it Texas that went down? Yes, Texas went down. Texas A&M went down. Then there was another team. Baylor. Baylor got blown out to Gonzaga.
Mm.
Handled. Manhandled. Texas A&M loses by 3 to UCF.
Uh-huh.
And then Texas loses to Ohio State by like 11 or something like that. Huge. And I mean huge. And then Friday, we got a game, Kyle. Friday, we got a game.
North Carolina, Kyle. Kansas.
North Carolina and Kansas. Yes. Yes. I'm excited for that one. I am very excited for that one. Who else? Rutgers had their first game. Dylan Harper had 20 points. Lathan Somerville, he looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Big man in the middle, he looks good, bro. He had a no look behind the head pass with two men on him in the post. In the post. Like, yo,
no way.
Like, what's
who comes up with that?
Here?
Why you do that?
I was like, what's going on here in New Jersey? Like, this is insanity.
Yo, we already know how Jersey ballers are, yo. Come on now.
Like, bro, like, this is crazy. And then if you guys really want to know how big Rutgers really is, ESPN is tweeting out the fact that Ace Bailey wasn't playing. ESPN, yes, their main account, ESPN, was tweeting that out. We have Malika Andrews and talking about Rutgers, talking about Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper on NBA Today. Yes, that's how big Rutgers is right now. Rutgers has a spotlight on it.
Uh-huh.
A national one, too.
That's crazy. That's what's up.
No more local. No more regional. Uh-uh. We got everybody.
Everybody's looking. Everybody's looking now. Time to show out. Time to show out. When the lights get brightest, who's going to show up, right? And who's going to hide from the pressure? That's the most important thing. You write up. Ooh. Okay. We got ESPN up in Jersey now. Okay.
Shoot, we're going to have NBC here on Saturday when Rutgers football plays Minnesota. They better get together.
Yeah, they have to.
They've been pissing me off lately.
They have. Because we had high hopes for them in the beginning of the season. We did. Bro, and they was all right in the beginning.
No Ohio State, no Penn State, no Michigan on your schedule.
And that's when you're supposed to.
You start off 4-0. Start off 4-0. You have an ugly loss to Nebraska. Okay, I understand that. Then after that, you come back and then you get manhandled by Wisconsin. Wisconsin can barely score. Wisconsin can barely score, and then you face off against a 1-4 UCLA team, who then you lose to again.
Uh-huh.
How do you lose to UCLA? UCLA had no idea who the heck they were.
I don't know.
Now you gotta face the Gophers. Oh,
the Gophers, guys. Oh man.
And then, it's just. Oh. Now at this point, it's like you're just praying for 2 wins just so that you guys can be bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That at the end of the day, that's just what you have to hope to see. Mm-hmm. I was at least hoping for an 8, maybe 9-win team.
Hopefully.
Maybe flirt around with a New Year's 6 bowl or something like that. Can't even get that. Now we're going to be playing on December 23rd or something stupid like that in the Hawaiian Bowl. When no one watches that bowl.
Nobody watches that. I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens when you just fall off the cliff, I guess, right?
We went from the Pinstripe Bowl to the Hawaiian Bowl.
Oh, man.
But it's all right. It was also a lot of injuries today.
It was.
Tyreen Powell, Robert Longerbeam, guys were being in and out. Mm-hmm. Samuel Brown out for the season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot. Just unlucky. Very unlucky, but.
Hey, we got basketball to look forward to, though.
We sure do.
We got Rutgers basketball to look forward to.
We sure do.
Yes, we do.
And you already know, all season we coming at you with it.
Come on now.
All season we coming at you with it. But that's the end of our show. I hope you all enjoyed just as much as we did. I hope you learned a little bit, too.
I definitely did.
I'm happy you did, my brother.
Yes, sir.
But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
We will see you later.
Thank you.